if you want to grow your business, you have to continue to reach more people and get in front of more people and create more awareness. But sometimes you can't speed up that process. And I let other people drive the boat. My mom is famous for her pep talks, and she is absolutely your hype woman. Whenever I had a challenge that came up in my life or a big opportunity or something huge that was happening, she was always my first phone call. And I can't tell you how many times I would call her before walking into a job interview or before a big proposal or before I was going to do a big presentation, and she would be there to answer the phone and cheer me on. And I want to be that for you today. Now, what I won't make you do is what she would make me do, which is straight up come up with a cheerleading chant and do it over the phone to show her my enthusiasm for what I was about to do. Now, if you want to do that, all for it, because it's actually super effective. You being goofy is actually so good for your body and your stress and your nervous system. And so definitely encourage you to do that. But today, I want to do something a little bit different. Now, for those of you who don't know what One Day Launch is yet, hold up, because I got to get you up to speed and then we'll get this party started. If you're just hearing this message, it is not too late to participate. I promise you. You can go to bossproject.com/launch and hear all about it. But what we're doing today is we are going from idea concept to launch post in a single day on your first or your next digital product. And I am so excited. This has been months in the making, and I've crafted this entire day to be different than how you've probably seen a lot of other different challenges come up for you. And I want to make this experience one that is truly unforgettable and really allows you to pursue your goals in a new and fun way, because you deserve to have fun in your business. Now, it'd be so easy to minimize what today could truly mean for you and your future. But I also do not want to overwhelm you, because this is supposed to feel lighthearted. And if you take it too seriously, I have a feeling you're not going to get to the finish line. And so any point today where you're starting to feel overwhelmed, I just want to remind yourself that finishing is the only goal for today. And it doesn't mean we won't go back and change things. It doesn't mean that we won't adjust. But you getting to the finish line is going to prove something to yourself that is really going to impact you. If you're new to the Strategy Hour podcast, I would love if you would hit subscribe. We have twice weekly shows here designed to give you the strategy, the mindset, and also respect that you are a whole person that has a whole life going on outside of business. And those things affect our performance in our actual day-to-day jobs, in our lives, and that deserves to be respected too. So if you're here for that kind of content, make sure you hit subscribe. And for more behind-the-scenes updates, make sure you're following me over on Instagram. You can find that by going to Boss Project on Instagram, and then my personal handle at Abigail Says is linked in the bio. It should also be linked in the description below. For my regular podcast listeners, if you haven't yet, take a minute to leave a rating and review. It truly means so much to our show. And share that you guys are participating in this challenge. Head over to social and tag me. Tag that you're listening to this episode. Tag that you're participating. Tag and tell people how they can sign up and be a part of this. Now, if you get nothing else out of this pep talk today, I hope that it's this. The decisions you make today are not ones that you are marrying forever. There is a whole bunch of decisions you have to make in your business every single day. The average adult makes 35,000 decisions a day. And I know as a business owner, that only adds to that overwhelm and that complication. And when you're already deciding how to get kids out the door or what to cook for dinner or how to get the laundry done, you making decisions in your business that feel important often are the kinds of decisions that get put on pause. But these are not forever decisions. These are today decisions, and you get to go back and change them. Very few decisions that we make in our lives or in our businesses are unchangeable, are unreversible. I can think of a handful, but truly, this is not one of them. This is not one of them. You could launch this and next week take it down. You could launch this and then change the name a week from now. You could launch this and adjust the messaging. You could launch this and it could be successful with just you putting in a little bit of effort. Regardless of what you ultimately launch, you have an opportunity. Because whatever you put out into the world, whether it works or it doesn't, whether it hits or it flops, or somewhere in between, you have the opportunity to learn from that input. The world is going to tell you something, and you get to listen. And that is such a huge opportunity in our business, and we do not slow down to do it often enough. Now, while I've done more than 3 million in entry point digital product sales, I have not always had viral successes. Not everything I have done has worked. Not everything I will ever do will work. And I'm okay with that. And I have grounded myself in it. But every time I do something that doesn't, I often learn more from the moments that I would maybe deem as a failure than I do from the moments that it instantly ticks off. Today, I don't want you to focus on what could be the most shareable digital product or what would be the most trendy thing that will just take off because everyone's talking about it, or the most general so that it appeals to the most people. Instead, I want you to focus on how you can solve a whole problem. Think a tool, a template, a script, a plan, a guide, anything that's designed to make a real difference. And the more concrete results that you can get for someone, the more that takeaway they are going to both remember and assign that value to you and your business. When I sat down to think about what would go in this episode, I thought about how I would feel if I went back in time and I was starting over from the beginning. And even if I had been years into business and this was the first time I was trying this strategy, or maybe I had tried this strategy and it was only kind of working or not working as well as I had hoped, what would I want to hear? What would I need to hear? And so many times I have heard incredible entrepreneurs talk about their success stories, talk about the things that took off for them, the moment that it all clicked and then it all worked. And I don't know if I'm like everybody. And it's not even necessarily that I get imposter syndrome. I don't necessarily think it's that at all. But when I hear about other people's continued success and I'm only just starting, I feel late. And you're right on time. You are doing this exactly when you were supposed to. And that is amazing. I also know that I would love to hear some oh shit stories, because other people's failures, as much as we don't want to, you know, linger in them, sometimes they do have a way of making us feel better about ourselves. So I'm not afraid to put myself on the chopping block and tell you about some of my biggest failures in launching, because I've had some doozies. Now, while this first one may have been the biggest flop ever in my business, it also wasn't for a digital product, so I don't want to scare you at all. Like, this is not going to happen because you're not going to make any of these choices, okay? Okay. I was like 3 years into business, I think, when this went down. And I had had some successful launches and had enrolled quite a few people in various digital products and courses. And there were some people that were excelling and growing and really taking off. And they all seemed to be using a similar formula. And I wanted to learn. And so I invested a ton of money in a mastermind. And I don't really have any regrets about investing in the mastermind. Ultimately, did I implement everything I learned? Yes. And then I reversed a lot of it. But more than anything, I made some connections that have literally lasted every year since. And so I don't regret that investment to spend the time with those people and get to know them. That was invaluable to me. But what I did do was I put so much weight on what this teacher, what this educator could give me, that I let down all of my intuition, my values, how I wanted to show up, what was okay for me. And I said, well, if this is how other people are going to be successful, then I have to do it that way. And I don't want you to go in today to go through all of these lessons and feel like what I'm saying to you is a prescription, is the only way to get there. You could literally scrap everything I tell you and do it your own way, but today could just be the stepping off point and give you the push you needed to do it your way. Amazing. I love that for you. You do not have to follow my guidance to be successful. Do not put weight in who I am or idolize how I got here. It's not helpful. I did that. I absolutely put people on pedestals. And at the time, one of the biggest sticking points was, well, if your numbers are there, if you've validated your offer, then you just need to pour fuel on the fire with Facebook ads or Facebook and Instagram ads. And what you may not know, regardless of where you're at in business, is that selling to cold audiences is not the same as selling to warm audiences. And while absolutely, if you want to grow your business, you have to continue to reach more people and get in front of more people and create more awareness, but sometimes you can't speed up that process. And I let other people drive the boat. Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million unique monthly visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, it has been so many years. I couldn't tell you who told me that this is what I was supposed to do or why I felt so convicted that I should listen to them. But when we decided on a budget for this launch, it was something north of, had to be more than $80,000 at least. And while the launch worked because people bought, in fact, it was one of my bigger launches. It definitely wasn't the biggest. I've had a six-figure plus launch. But if you're going to invest all this money, you want an ROI. You want a return on that investment. And throughout this process, because I trusted other people, our ads agency was falsifying reports and telling us that things were working. When I was like, but that doesn't make sense. Like, that's not what we're seeing on our end. And ultimately, if we don't have the numbers or the cash to back that up, like, I'm so confused. And they're like, no, it's working. It's working.
It was not working.
I ended up losing more than $50,000 on that launch. So by the time I made sales and they paid me, I was negative 50K. Like, that's like the equivalent of driving a brand new car off the lot and immediately crashing it and still having a car payment without insurance. Like, it nearly broke me. It nearly broke me. And I was so embarrassed that I definitely didn't tell my audience. I didn't talk about this failure publicly because I didn't want someone to think that I was so gullible that I would trust someone else so much with my money that they would just spend it with nothing to prove for it. And this doesn't even count the like 30 grand I spent on the mastermind. So I'm like 80K in the hole. This nearly tanked my entire company. And I ended up having to get a loan to like make it all work and shake it all out. And I've absolutely since paid off that loan. But if I hadn't qualified for that quick cash, like that would have come out of my family's emergency fund. And I wasn't a millionaire then. I may be now, but I was not. I was not then. I was living across the street from a drug dealer in a cracker box of a house in one of the worst crime rate cities in Metro Kansas City. Like, this was bad. But here's the thing. You didn't spend 30K to work with me. You didn't invest 50K plus in advertising. You're going through a free challenge to launch a digital product in one day. You can't have this kind of flaw. It's literally impossible. Like, the worst case scenario for you, is that you launch it and you get crickets. Like, it's not going to hurt your business. The decisions I made in that launch absolutely did. But the decisions you're making today do not have long-term negative implications for your future. So be excited about the work you're doing and fear not. You're not going to end up like me. What I want you to take out of that, though, as terrible as it was, as stupid as I may have been, is that you have to trust your intuition. You do not need my permission to validate if your idea is good or not, if your idea will work with your audience or not, if people will buy it or not. That's your call. And even if you make the call and it ends up being wrong, you get to use that information to make new decisions, which is freaking incredible. Like, that kind of feedback is so invaluable. You can learn so much from putting things out into the world and listening. Now, this other flop, you know, in my mind pales in comparison because similar to y'all, it not working didn't have a negative impact on my business. It didn't do anything, which is literally the point. Like, there were crickets. So this was not that long ago, for the record. I've been doing this a long time. I have successfully had incredible launches. I mentioned I had a six-figure plus launch. Like, I have done big, important things in my business, and yet not everything I do will hit. And I think you need to hear that. Like, you could have a multi-seven-figure business and still have no one resonate. And you're like, how is that plausible? Like, it is. It is plausible. So what happened was, I had been listening to the needs of my community, and I thought I had it all figured out. I was like, oh my gosh, they need this. And it doesn't really matter what this is, but they need it. And I want to design something to help deliver this to them. So I put together a workshop, and technically a digital product could be an event. I think for the purposes of today, that gets to be a little more complicated, because now not only are you trying to sell someone on the idea, but you're also trying to sell them on being able to make a commitment on a certain day. And that just adds a layer that I think is unnecessarily complicated for something like this. But nonetheless, I was launching a workshop, a paid workshop, and I put it out there, and I thought I had it all figured out, and I had one sale. Now, I left it up for a couple of days because I was panicking, and I did go on to make a handful of other sales, but definitely not anything to write home about. And so I scrapped it. I said, clearly this ain't it. And I refunded some people, which wasn't much. Like, it was a couple hundred dollars. And I said, okay, let me back up. And I ended up relaunching what was the same workshop. Like, it was the same workshop. I did decide to make it free, which is not what I'm suggesting you do. But I relaunched it and made it very clear that it's important to me that I deliver what they need. And I'm here to listen. And it became really evident to me that the issue wasn't the content. The issue was what I was calling it. It was the messaging around it. And when I adjusted the messaging, it went from one signup to over 700 signups in 2 weeks. And then, because I had made it free, I sold on the back end of that free workshop. And that ended up being one of my most successful launches in 2023. But if I hadn't paused, like, it would have been so easy to be like, I put it out there, nobody cares, and then like walked away from it. But instead, I put it out there, it didn't work, I listened, and I said, how can I redo this? And I got really vulnerable with my audience. I said, you know, this is embarrassing for me, because I was so embarrassed. This is embarrassing for me. The workshop was about sales. I'm selling you a workshop about sales, and I can't even sell one spot? Mortified. I was so mortified. And I decided to humble myself, because I knew I had done successful things previously. And like, you can't take one small thing that happens in your business and put so much weight on it that now it's defining your worth or your value or your potential. It's one decision on one day. I've done so many successful things, huge things, like life-altering, career-changing things, and I'm allowed to have a bad day. And what I want you to take from that is that regardless of your results, you know, for sure, I want this to be huge for you. I want you to have immediate success. I want it to take off. I want you to make great money. But if it doesn't, that doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It may simply be a messaging issue, and you need to sit back and listen and take it in and take people along the ride with you.
I have one more story, and then we'll wrap it up and send you on your way. I want to take you back to my first launch. Now, this wasn't my first digital product launch. I actually launched my first digital product after I had launched my first course. This is my first launch. My first time selling in a one-to-many way. And when I did it, I had no idea what I was doing. In fact, I announced I was doing the thing before I even knew how the tech would work or how I would deliver it or how it would be set up or how they would get access. Like, I didn't know any of that before I put it out into the world. And I announced it. And then my friend Emily, who then became my business partner for many years, and she's since gone on and she's doing her own incredible things, she came in and she's like, well, I've done this once, so I definitely know what I'm doing. We can do it together. And I was like, cool, let's do it. I didn't know what I was doing. And, you know, she had a little bit more experience than me, but not a lot. But we decided we were going to figure it out together. And we co-launched this course, and a handful of people bought. I don't have the numbers because it was on a different sales platform. I don't even remember how we took this cash because this was so long ago. But I remember somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 people bought, maybe 14. I made a little more than $500. Maybe 1,000, but I genuinely don't remember. I don't think it was 1,000. Like, I genuinely think it was in the range of 500 to 750. And I was so excited. To me, that wasn't a failure. To me, that was proof of what was possible. If I could go out and I could take a handful of people and show them that I have knowledge that they want access to, and then they pay me for it. This was illustrative of all the things it could turn into. I had so much hope. And, you know, at the time, if I had heard about all of these huge launches, I maybe would have been discouraged by $500, but I was not. $500 was a sign that I could do so much more. And instead of paying myself that money, I reinvested every dime back into the business and used it to pay for tools so that I could do more of this. And so maybe your only goal today, maybe your only motivation is to cover the cost of your Teachable subscription or a continuing education course with myself or coaching with myself. Maybe that's all you want out of this experience. And that is enough. That is a springboard. I think we get so caught up on things needing to be overnight instant successes that we realize that things can be a stepping stone. Things can propel us forward and help us do big and incredible things, but they don't have to all happen simultaneously. They can happen one step at a time. I am so excited for you to go out and do this. And it's going to be a little messy, and it's not going to be perfect, and you're probably going to want to change some stuff and go back and make changes, and that's okay. But that's not the goal for today. The goal for today is to prove to yourself that you are capable, that this can take you to wherever you want it to go. You have access to the tools and the resources and the scripts and the templates to make it all possible. And we're literally giving them to you for free. And if you listen to this whole thing and you're like, I haven't even signed up yet. Well, what are you waiting for? BossProject.com/launch. I want to help you launch your first or your next digital product in just one day. All of the steps are laid out for you inside. Dive in. I can't wait to see all the things you do and accomplish. And hell, when you're ready to celebrate, you better be telling me all about it. I want to hear it all. Tag me, send me messages. Make sure you fill out your post-launch survey so we know what you launch and put out into the world. I'm cheering you on. I cannot wait to see what happens. Today is going to be awesome.
Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.